Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Funk moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Funk moves to third. Hayes moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Funk scores. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Heving drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Appling out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sullivan moves to third. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-0 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Seeds goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Jones pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. John Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. Red Faber now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Majeski now catching. Lou Krause now pitching. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Krause. Barry moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber bunts in front of the plate. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Barry moves to third. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Funk reaches second base with a double. Barry scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Funk scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Majeski and he is out, McNair applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Majeski and he is safe. Sullivan steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Haas moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-0 in the game. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraus hits a pop-up towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seeds moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seeds scores. 1 out. It's 8-2, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to home to get Fothergill. Sullivan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball, races to the bag for 1, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bishop scores. Dykes moves to second. 1 out. It's 8-3, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Dykes scores. Simmons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, White Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Mickey Cochran pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Majeski moves to third. It's 8-5, White Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Majeski scores. Cochran scores. Bishop moves to second. It's 8-7, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Haas moves to second. It's White Sox, 8, Athletics, 8. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Fox reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. Dykes goes all the way around to score. It's 10-8, Athletics. Paul Gregory now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 4 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball towards center. Funk settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Funk. Fox scores. It's 11-8, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNair moves to second. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into right field. Seeds picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Seeds. McNair scores. Miller goes all the way around to score. Cochran moves to second. It's 13-8, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Phil Galavan now pitching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cochran moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Cochran scores. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. It's 14-8, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Cochran now catching. Lefty Grove now pitching. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive towards short. McNair catches it and throws to first to double up Seeds. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.